Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Okay, so here's the problem. Hourly wage growth is so sluggish in Virginia that it's ranked near the bottom of states. Republican Ed Gillespie says cutting the individual tax rate is the solution. Democrat Ralph Northam says increasing the minimum wage is the solution. Jarrett Walczak at the Tax Foundation says both of those approaches require a trade-off.
With tax cuts, you need to make sure that there is a responsible way to pay for them. With minimum wage increases, you need to make sure that you aren't going to be losing jobs as you impose this new cost.
Michael Farron at George Mason University says neither approach would really do all that much to attack the short-term problem of low wage growth in Virginia because governors don't control the economy.
And it takes really drastic action either to create large barriers in the economy or to relieve large existing barriers in the economy to actually have a political effect on wage growth.
Farron says a tax cut would increase wages by less than 1%, which wouldn't amount to all that much. An increase in the minimum wage would certainly create higher hourly wages, but he says that would be artificial because it wouldn't show the jobs lost or the reduced number of hours worked as a result. I'm Michael Pope.